bleep you too. Ah, yes, the most cathartic time of the week. Time for everybody to get it out. Get it all out. Whoever's wronged you in the universe, whoever's upsetting you, this is your opportunity to let them have it. It could be an inanimate object. It could be your golf swing. It could be anything you want. We're going right to the phones because the phones are full. Let's start with Travis on the Gambit DC listener line. Gambit DC, bet, play, win. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Travis, what's up, man? Who you mad at?
Well, I got to give a big bleep you to the Sixers last night for blowing that game. I hammered them -6.5, figured it was in the bag, turned off my TV, and then I see the final score.
How much money did they cost you?
I don't really want to talk about it, but it was $1,000.
Whoa! That's a big bleep,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. They may have to get some fan mail.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to talk to Doc Rivers. I think I got his phone number.
Yeah, dude, you should give Doc a call. I understand being mad at that one. Well done, Travis. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Eddie, who would you like to take issue with?
Oh, yeah, that GM for the Wizards, his name is Tommy Shepard, I believe,
yep,
for firing a coach that two of your all-stars vouched for. You have Westbrook, who wanted him there publicly, and Beal, who wanted him there publicly, and you still gave him the boot, and you didn't even offer him anything. What are you doing? Like, your best players want this dude there, and you decided not to. So I hope he has a plan, because if not, bleep him and bleep whoever else co-signed that one.
All right, man.
Eddie's putting it out there.
Can we just clarify that they did not fire him? His contract ran out. They did not rehire him. That's two different things.
Hey, yeah. That's just like firing.
No, yeah, they just didn't re-sign him. His contract was up. He was 5 years here.
As somebody who works on contracts, it's kind of getting fired.
We had a under 500 winning percentage.
Yeah, true.
I'm not mad at them for firing him, but I'm not here to delineate between a contract and a fire.
We had a conversation. And that's where they ended from that. The conversation was basically that, you're not getting what you think.
Right.
You're not getting the power you want. So basically they were telling them, bye-bye.
Here's a good one. I fully agree with this dude. This is from Todd J72 on Twitter. It says, bleep you to the people that drive 10 miles under the speed limit at the speed camera. So Montgomery County and D.C. are littered with speed cameras. They have nothing to do with traffic or safety. They are all about just cash grabs by the government. And
yeah, Montgomery County, boy, I tell you, whew.
It's brutal. But now people know they're showing up, or if people have Waze on, Waze shows you there's a speed camera coming.
You don't need to be way below it. You can be at it.
You can be at it. You just can't, and you can even be a little over it.
Where,
there's one
two.
On my way to my daughter's school, and the speed limit is 35 on Mass Ave.
You go 30 what?
You can go 37 and you're fine. You just can't be. You certainly don't have to go 25 in a 35.
Yeah. I went to pay for one traffic camera.
Bleep you to speed cameras.
Well, yes. Bleep you completely to Montgomery County speed cameras. Because I went to pay for one last night and my daughter laughed at me.
Where'd you get it?
I said, Maya, pull up your thing. I was on the way to a golf course. So I had to pull it up. She said, you thought you were about to pay $400. You got three of these.
You had three of them?
$120.
Driving to the same golf course each time?
No. It was different area. Different spots, but probably could have been more, so I'm not going to be too upset, but I had to pay three tickets last night.
Dude, I hate speed cameras. Hate them.
Yeah, I mean, I think if a person isn't there to stop me and give me a ticket, you shouldn't be able to give me a damn ticket.
I also think red light cameras are actually worse for traffic because people know they're there. And they start slowing down going to green lights. And that's dangerous because they don't want to get caught on the red light.
I'm not slowing down for a green light.
But, dude, because you know how at big intersections where you think a red light camera is, they have the...
I think it should be unconstitutional to have those.
You know the walk signal that gives you the how much time you have to cross the street?
Mm-hmm.
So if people see a green light and then they see the time is under like 5 seconds, they start slowing down. It's effing dangerous.
Yeah, you're doing 50
like you should be going
you
fast.
You can get through that camera.
You should
quickly.
Maintain your speed going to a green light.
Yeah,
that drives both of them should be unconstitutional. Brian,
I agree.
All right, I feel like we're getting somewhere. Let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell. Good afternoon, Mr. Finley.
What up?
Good
mine
afternoon.
Mine is a continuation from last week's Blank You, because I was talking about the bikes. Now, I want to continue with the scooters and those Razor little scooter things. Look, those things are not meant for the street. So if you're in the street and I clip you, don't get mad at me. Move those things over to the bike lane. That's where you got a whole lane. I can't drive in the bike lane. You shouldn't put those stupid Razor scooters in the regular travel lane. I hate them in D.C. I do away with them all, but that's me.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm going to keep it along the lines with Chris with the bikes, because I was out at Haynes Point riding yesterday. And let me just say this. I don't care if you're 2 or 102. If you don't know the rules of bike riding, when someone say passing on the left, it doesn't mean that you swerve to the damn left. Okay? So if you don't understand that, stay your little ass home and don't come on the road. I'm telling the little kid yesterday, you know, I guess kids just are in the park yesterday. Passing on your left. He starts going to the left. No. Passing on your left means stay your little kid where you
wreck?
Are. Yeah, and then we are riding, and you over there just swerving all over the damn street. If you don't know how to ride a bike, get the hell off of it. Move, please.
So our guy Tim Meek tweeted in, here's one for B-Mitch. Bleep you to the cyclists who ride on busy roads even when there's bike lanes.
If you have the bike lane, you ride. But a lot of times the bike lane run out, and it is exactly the law that you can stay to the right side of the lane. If you're a car moving, all you have to do is go around it.
Yeah.
So don't think, and if you can't drive past just a damn bike, then you don't know how to drive your car. So
those
give
are
your
the nerd
up.
Drivers. Bleep you to them always. Yeah. Let's go to Bob. Bob down in Norfolk. This might be our guy, Bob Matthews. Bob, what's up, man? It's Bleep You Thursday. Who you mad at?
It is JP and B. Mitch. All right, I got one for you. Bleep you to the Tappan Zee Bridge, now known as the Mario Cuomo Bridge, in New York. I'm driving from Hartford down here in a U-Haul with all of my daughter's stuff after college graduation, and driving it in a manner it was not designed to be driven. You get to the bridge, and all of a sudden,
that thing
both
is narrow.
Ways and the road signs. Huh?
That thing is narrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, but there are signs at the Tappan Zee Bridge, and Waze tells you that you are going both to Albany and Manhattan at the same time. Now, the last time I checked, Albany was west of the bridge. Manhattan was east of the bridge. You cannot go west and east at the same time. So so for almost causing me a stroke on the road and defying the laws of physics, I say F you to the bleep you to the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Well done, Bob. Thank
All
you
right,
for
man.
Calling in, buddy. a couple here on Twitter that are good. This is from CPK. Bleep you to anyone who immediately stands up as soon as the plane lands.
Is that Chris
What are you standing up
CPK,
for?
CPK, is that Chris Conner?
I don't think so, but maybe this is a burner
account.
His
middle name. We got to find what his middle name is.
Let's go to Robert in Dallas. Robert, what's up, man? Who you mad at?
Hey, B. Mitch, JP, man. First of all, big bleep you to First Take in ESPN for two reasons. One, how you going to be Stephen A. Smith and you make your name on the NBA, but then during the playoffs you take off? Like, you're not even working, so we got to look at the B team. And number two, when they are on, how many times can we talk about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, they even asked a question the other day, is Dallas the team to beat in the NFC? Really? You know, they didn't even make it to the playoffs, but they always talk about the Cowboys and forget about us. So bleep you to First Take, bleep you to the B team, and bleep you for what I do watch. I got to listen to Molly Quinn's annoying voice. That's what I got to say, guys. Thanks.
Speak your truth. Appreciate the call.
Man. Robert.
I got
Robert.
One that's a little bit of a shot at the boys in the aquarium.
Okay.
Might want to pay attention, Cody. This is from Schultzy 79 says, bleep you to the show producers that learned from previous regimes that hanging up on callers is cool. Care to defend yourself?
Yeah, please call in and let me know when you called in and when we hung up on you, because Landfill gets mad at me every day for not hanging up on people. So I want to know when this happened.
Yeah.
Challenge is out there, Schultzy. Call in
so
and explain
call
yourself.
In and explain yourself.
Landfill, why do you want him to hang up on more people?
Well, it's just that, like, most of the callers are really bad.
I don't think so.
I want good callers.
I think most of our callers are good. And I think we do a good job of cutting the bad ones off.
Anyway, they start talking too long. JP will be, he will interrupt. He interrupts good callers. You know he's going to interrupt bad callers.
That's right. Well, he interrupts literally everyone.
He interrupts everybody. He asked me a question and didn't answer it for me. Like, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about?
Fully vaccinated Tao on Twitter says, bleep you to people who leave extra time on the microwave. You ever notice that you go to the microwave and it just says like 27 seconds?
Yeah.
Bleep you to those people.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Just, it's not hard to hit the clear button.
Clear it or just use the time that you put there.
Let's go to Teo in D.C. Teo, what's up, man? You're with B. Mitch and Finley on Bleep You Thursday.
B. Mitch and JP, what's happening?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Bleep you to anybody that defended Cyrus Scott Brooks. Are y'all crazy? I don't care if he's a good guy. It's about winning. You had a worse win percentage than Randy Whitman. You could not emphasize or encourage your team to play defense. You just couldn't get it out of them. And also, you know what? The stars of our team, you guys have no rights. Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, shut up. You guys have no right to vouch for anybody. You had a loser record, and to be honest with you, you are losers. You went out there and played a Philadelphia team that was missing their star and couldn't do anything against them. The other star could barely get 20 points. But here we are, I watched the Atlanta Hawks go out there and dismantle this same team that we can't do nothing with. So shut up, both of y'all. Y'all have no right to speak on anything. Y'all are not efficient players. And you're not franchise players, so shut up. You ain't gone nowhere, and you're probably not going to go nowhere, to be honest with you. And I bleep to anybody that feels like they're going to go anywhere, get rid of both of them. Their contracts are expiring. Move on from them and prepare for life after the Nets. Because if you're not bringing in an outfit here to help you play against the Brooklyn Nets, you're not going to win anyway. So I'm done with mediocrity. Stop. Y'all are becoming the new Washington team that we don't like now. We moved past that hump with the football team. Now y'all are becoming that. Y'all gotten to the pinnacle of the teams that we're about to dislike. Thanks.
That was a strong call.
I must say to you, Mr. Finley, this was a great segment that you came up with, this bleep you thing.
I appreciate that.
But it's called bleep you, not what you said earlier. Because that's how we're going to get in trouble with the FCC.
A good one, Ahmet texted me that we forgot, but this is a good one. And we should probably address it. Bleep you to Cody Betts' neighbor, whose dog keeps destroying the grass. Is there any update?
I'm just going to say bleep you to neighbors, because I know a lot of people with issues with their damn neighbors right now.
Did you fist fight the guy?
No update. He did not come by yesterday.
He probably heard you talking about it.
Do you think maybe he listens to the show and heard?
I might get beat up.
What if he did, and he was like a big fan of mine or something ridiculous like that, and then
now
found
he don't
out,
like you.
Yeah, now he don't like me. Now he doesn't listen to the show. We just lost.
I'm gonna say
bleep
you to neighbors.
Yeah, the guy heard you were gonna bust out the jug of whiskey and shotgun, and he didn't come around no more.
You move into a neighborhood, you don't walk into it causing riff.
I
have several people have told me about neighbors that's moving, coming to, and all of a sudden you just cause issues when it's been bliss. For 20 plus years.
Right.
You walk in and now you want to decide, yeah, you're going to do stuff. Nah, well, you're going to lose that battle because you just woke up a sleeping giant.
If I could, is somebody bothering you in your neighborhood?
No, it's a lot of neighborhoods.
Are you sure? It sounds a little.
No.
I would love to hear that story.
Because I'll tell you when.
Oh, hold on.
If you bother me, then it's a problem.
Alert the authorities. Stop what you're doing. What? Whatever it is you're doing, stop. Let's go to the legend. Walter in Alexandria.
Whoa.
Walter, we're always happy to have you, sir, but particularly on Bleep You Thursday. What's going on?
I'm going to say bleep you to the humpback whale down in Florida who swallowed the man and didn't like the taste of a human and spit him out.
Bleep you to that whale. I haven't heard. Can you tell us this story?
Can you tell the story?
I'm unfamiliar.
Walter? Yeah, it actually happened down in Florida. The man was lobster fishing, and he got swallowed by a humpback whale.
And he spit him out?
Whale spit him out. Didn't like the taste.
I like getting struck by lightning and living.
I mean, that is wild. Walter, have you ever been bitten by a whale?
No, not lately. Look, I think if I had been bitten by one, I wouldn't be around to tell it.
That's very true. Thank you, as always,
right,
for the
well,
call,
appreciate
sir.
Appreciate you, man. So, a whale swallowed somebody and spit him out?
There's I love Walter. Walter, I would like to buy you lunch someday, sir. There's a there's a bleep you Twitter fight happening between Cody Betts and Schultzy. Cody Betts went at him. Cody Betts said, I'm waiting for you to call in. And then Schultzy responded, I meant landfill, the sweat vaccine day. And he said you hung up on him on sweat vaccine day. Also, a good tweet from 123 says, bleep you to all Dallas fans, period.
Amen.
let's go to Brendan's been. Brendan, you're on the Gambit DC listener line. Who you want to bleep? That's a whole different segment. Who do you want to say bleep you to?
Hey, JP, B. Mitch, a big fan, man.
Appreciate you, man.
When I called in and said this person's name, your call taker said, again? So I'm assuming every week somebody's calling in and bleeping Ted freaking Leonsis.
Wow.
For the third straight year, I have to watch the Islanders move on. Ugh. Well, my boy,
Barry Trotz's
home.
Angst is very real.
Yes, it's real.
Brendan, we get it, brother. Hey. That's a good call, man. Thank you. Let's
just
go to
interrupting him. He had a lot more to say.
He
was going to explain it.
I want to get to this dude. Because I don't know what this means. Jake in Fredericksburg. Hello, Jake. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley. It's Bleep You Thursday. How'd you like to celebrate?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. All right, I want to bleep you to everybody who thinks that the MLB pitchers are doing something bad by putting stuff on their fingers. Look, over the last 100 years, batters have been given every advantage in the game of baseball, from lowering the mound. When Bob Gibson was having a great season, they lowered the next year. 100 years ago, guys started by shaving the handles on their bats, making the bats faster. They started cupping the ends to make them lighter, again, get the bats going faster. The on-deck circle back in the 80s, I remember guys swinging sledgehammers, lead pipes, everything to make the bats lighter and go faster. Now you have guys wearing a body armor on their feet, hands, elbows. Every advantage has gone to the hitters for the last 100 years. Bleep you, because a guy standing 60 feet from you can hit a baseball back at you at 110 miles an hour, and he has all the advantages. Dude, bleep you to all those people.
All right, man. Thank you. That was a good call.
It's illegal to put substances on your hand and do that to make it do things it's supposed to do. If I put body armor on my arm, how does that give me a better advantage to hit the ball? It gives me an advantage so when you hit me with the damn ball.
So Cody wrote cheater haters, which is actually what that guy was. I'm dumb and read cheater heaters and was very confused what that meant. That's why I was so excited about that. let's go to Brendan. These are our last two. Brendan, what's up, man? B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys. I just want to say bleep you to the guy with the Washington Redskin potato idea. I'm sorry. I feel dumber from hearing that guy talk yesterday. Like, literally, do you think we're going to strike fear into our opponents with potatoes? Like, I was confused.
He has a supplier in Japan lined up.
I had no idea what was going on. Like, I didn't know if it was real. I was confused, man. But thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for listening, dude. All right, boy.
You didn't like his marketing plan?
No.
His line of instant mashed potato idea?
Thank you, Brendan. Last one of the week. Let's go to TT. TT, what's up, dude?
What's going on, boys?
What's up,
TT? Oh, it's Tailgate Ted. What's up, Ted?
Yeah, man.
Who you mad at?
A big bleep you to the Village at Dakota Crossing HOA.
Uh-oh.
For trying to ban grilling in the neighborhood.
What?
Wait, at your house?
At your house, in your driveway, they're trying to ban you from having a grill. So now I'm walking to 332 homes in my neighborhood to let everybody know what these HOA dictators are trying to do.
So they say you can't do it in your driveway. You can do it in your backyard?
No, you cannot own a grill. I can't go across
I can understand.
Ted, you're going to have to move.
I can understand if you live in an apartment building or in like a condominium-like style building. But if you have a house, that's a bunch of crap.
Even if it's a townhouse, you have a driveway. There's nothing above you.
Exactly. And I told the missus we're going to have to move, and it was a night of crying. So now I just have to get rid of these guys.
That is
outrageous.
That's unconstitutional.
What the hell?
What the hell do we have a constitution for if you get banned grilling?
I'm livid, man.
Ted, I'm sorry for you, pal. But you let us know how we can help.
Get on that little cooler, ride around, and make it easy on yourself.
We appreciate you, Tailgate Ted.
I need to get some new wheels for that, but yeah.
All right, bro.
Okay, boys.
Last one, somebody said blank you and not bleep you. The segment is called Bleep You, not Blank You.
They just made a mistake.
That's okay. Thank you all for calling in. I hope everybody feels better.
That's a funny segment, man.
The entire DMV can move forward with their week. When we move forward, Peter Rosenberg joins the program. Plus, we're giving out another two spots to B-Mitch Celebrity Golf Tournament Monday, June 21st. Don't go anywhere!
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell from my friends over at Paul Henry's Window Insulation. And you heard me talking about Paul, and he was going to be replacing my windows with soft light windows. Well, guess what? Now he has replaced my windows with soft light windows. And I can tell you one thing. I don't have any draft by the windows anymore. There were some rooms that would be super cold or super hot. Well, now with Paul, and he put the new windows in, the windows are unbelievable. So this summer, the sound of my summer is not going to be my air conditioning unit running because I have these new windows now. I can see out of them. I can raise them up. I can bring them down, do all different types of things with them. And let me just say this. They came in. They were fast. They were efficient. They got them in. They took the old ones out, put the new ones in, and everything is back up to running in the way my house is supposed to be. They came in on Monday. And I got there yesterday, and everything was finished and done. So I'll say this. If you want to get some windows, you make sure you reach out to Paul at Paul Henry's Window Insulation. Then this June, because you can save $120 per Marvin or Softlight windows, and you also when you buy five windows or more, and you can also get 10% off Provia doors. That's something I got to go to. I got to get some doors. So I'm going to get some Provia doors for my guy, Paul, at Paul Hinges Window Insulation. The clear home improvement choice. You can hit them on paulhingeswindows.com or call them at 540-359-6842.
Mitch and Finley, 15 minutes from now, you can win two spots in the Brian Mitchell Celebrity Golf Tournament next Monday, the Westfields Country Club, the intentional Celebrity Golf Tournament. Right now, though, we're going to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Time to talk to our guy, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. B, you got to start with what you told me the other day.
I told him I was working out, Peter. And I listened to the whole album. I said, the song with Method Man is my stuff.
Hey, thank you, man. I really appreciate I appreciate that listen.
And they all know, when I work out, I normally listen to, like, classic R&B.
Yeah.
Like, the slow stuff. But
which
I
is
said,
so
me,
weird to work
I said,
out to.
But I listened to you, and it was damn good. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, thank you very much. And for you to give a little break to, you know, Denise Williams or Melba Moore.
Exactly what I'm listening to.
Thank you, B-Man.
Oh, yeah.
How's the everything? I mean, I see it on social media. It looks like the album is blowing up real late. How's it going?
It's going good, man. Well, listen, first of all, it's social media, okay, JP? Don't believe anything you see. I mean, listen, I have to make it at least appear like it's blowing up, but it is doing great. I mean, the reception's been really positive, really solid. You know, you're always hoping for more. You're always trying to, you know, hope you get reviews certain places and this person will, you know, spread the word and that one. And I kind of had a hunch that this would be a bit of an uphill battle from the standpoint of, like, I don't know how much, like, media people are into giving other media people a platform to talk about their album. Like, it's a complicated fit in that regard. So I knew that would be a challenge and sort of a long-term play. But overall, man, the number one thing, like I told you guys the day it came out, was will people be receptive and say, like, hey, man, you really did something special? And so far, that's the love I've been getting. So I got no complaints.
You got people that vouch for you that are on your album, man. I mean, you got that street cred, brother.
Well, some people, you know, certainly with some people. I appreciate that, B. Mitch. And the artists, you know, the artists who were on there, people I've had relationships with for a long time, you know, like someone like Jim Jones, you know, like we didn't always have a great relationship. And sometimes those are the relationships that become the strongest, are the ones that kind of start off on the wrong foot. But then that kind of turns into a bond once you kind of figure out who each other are. And that's sort of the relationship I have with Jones. So, like, you know, listen, my relationship with people in general is complex because, as you guys know, when you give strong opinions on the radio, if you're
sadly, if you're doing your job well, you're probably making a lot of people love you and a lot of people hate you. And it's not always my favorite thing in the world to have, you know, people come after my views. But at the same time, if you're not throwing thoughts out there, like I really set off people on my show yesterday because I told the New York listening audience that I thought Phil Simms was basically an average quarterback who had one really great Super Bowl. They did not like that.
I imagine that would bother
them. Truth. You know, like when I met JP, I thought he was a bowling ball with ears.
Well, exactly.
Has that improved? Right. You know what's funny? You bring up the quarterback stuff because I won't use the word controversy because I don't think there is any controversy. The job belongs to Ryan Fitzpatrick. But life down here, there's a lot of Heinicke talk. People are very, very enthusiastic about Taylor Heinicke, and it's growing almost by the day, I'd say. When the Washington football team signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, what was it, 3 months ago, people were really excited about Fitz. But now it almost seems like, I'd say there's more excitement about, it's at least 50-50, if not inching higher by the day for Heinicke. What do you make of kind of the Washington quarterback situation being a little bit more removed from it up in New York?
Well, has something happened that I missed that would make people more excited about Taylor Heinicke?
Heinicke performed well at minicamp, and Fitz didn't. But Heinicke also got no snaps with the first team. Fitz got all of the first team snaps and was going against the Washington first team defense.
Well, and also, what's the level? I know people don't like hearing this, and B. Mitch could speak to this better, but when you get to a certain point as a vet, and this is your 9th, 10th mini camp as a quarterback, I know it's a new team, but I wonder how much, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's concerned about his performance in mini camp versus Taylor Heinicke, where every snap he sees himself as trying to prove his worth in Washington. So I don't look too much into that. Like, I mean, I could basically argue that Taylor Heinicke is kind of a poor man's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, people are going to get overly excited about Taylor Heinicke. Listen, he gave us a great moment. He gave us a moment where we could believe. However, sometimes I feel like the people who are so hard on the Heinicke bandwagon, I'm like, did I miss the part where we won that game?
I'm with you on that.
Well, and Peter, to your point, it's Fitz's 17th NFL minicamp.
Yeah, he's like tired of minicamp.
And here,
well, he's 37.
I think he's 39.
He's almost JP's. Well,
he's 38.
Age. Close to JP's age.
Dude, he was in the same draft as Alex Smith. He was drafted in 2005.
It's your 17th minicamp. How much are you really worried about what you're doing?
Totally. He turns 39 in November. And here's one thing that's important to point out about Fitzpatrick that I believe it probably gets a little lost in the shuttle is, I said lost in the shuttle instead of shuffle. Sorry about that.
That's not a thing, but it's okay.
He specifically said that he was throwing passes to where he wants his receivers to be, not necessarily throwing to guys that were open because Fitz is, you know how star pitchers sometimes get touched up in spring training, and they're like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just trying to find my location.
There you go.
I kind of think that's what Fitz was treating minicamp like, whereas to your point, Heinicke's trying to make every play, see, every snap.
That's the difference. That's exactly what Peter's talking about. You know, certain expectations, what you're working on. Taylor Heinicke is trying to become a starter. Ryan Fitzpatrick is trying to make sure his receivers know exactly what the hell he's going to be doing.
Yeah, and like, listen, I've said this to you guys now in multiple weeks. I'm not confusing Ryan Fitzpatrick with being a great NFL quarterback. But what he absolutely is a definitive professional starting quarterback. That is whether he's good or great, whether he's able to exceed expectations and be the best version of himself, that we will all find out. But the bottom line is, we don't know if Taylor Heinicke is a capable starter, even though he was in one game that we lost. But we know that Ryan Fitzpatrick is absolutely a professional quarterback. There's no doubt about it. So people need to sort of understand the difference in those two things. And listen, the fact of the matter is, though, evidence suggests that the Heinicke people are going to get their moment with Heinicke.
because when was the last time that Fitzpatrick never had someone come in and start for him?
Totally. Well, and I think Heinicke is going to absolutely be a preseason All-American. I think Heinicke is going to get a lot of snaps in preseason and look great, and that will kind of fuel the Heinicke hype.
I just
hype.
Tell people, remember Osaka.
Remember Osaka. That's a good line. Peter, I wanted to extend you an invite. On Monday is the B. Mitch Celebrity Golf Tournament. We are all aware of your golf prowess on Instagram. You're basically like a golf Instagram model. It's like you and Paige Spiranak. Do you want to come down and play in B. Mitch's tournament? I think we'll be able to get you a spot.
Well, this is unfortunately very late notice. Because I would have enjoyed this, but this is I have WWE Hell in a Cell this weekend, and this is actually the last WWE pay-per-view from the Tampa Bay facility known as the Thunderdome. After this, WWE is going back on the road.
So oh, that's awesome.
My last sort of in-the-bubble event with WWE. So, unfortunately, I will miss this. Who are some of the great and near-great celebrities appearing at this function?
Brian?
It's going to be myself, and then you have guys like Santana Moss is invited, and Rock Courtright, and Fred Smoot. Well, Fred Smoot can't play any golf. Raven Caldwell will be there.
I'll play with Santana.
John Booty, Ken Jenkins. Who else?
You should get Ricky Hall. Irvin. He's always playing golf.
But D. Hall is at Kenlock.
Oh, tough life for D. Hall. Peter, can you do me a favor when you go to Tampa?
Sure.
Can you go to Burns and just take a picture of whatever steak you get and send it to me?
Huh? Is that the thing? Is that the spot?
You never been to Burns in Tampa?
No.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That should be your plan this weekend then. It's delicious. It's an incredible vibe. It's very old school. It's really, really, it's one of my two favorite steakhouses in the country are Burns in Tampa and Bones in Atlanta. So you absolutely should go, dude.
Oh, I'm about to holler at my boy MVP and see if we can go have a delicious steak at Burns this weekend.
You should do it. You should do it. And I'm glad you got some time off. I saw the pics from Jamaica. Glad you got to celebrate a little bit, man. We're really proud of you down here as a Baron and as a Terp and as a friend. So congrats again on the album, man.
Well, I appreciate all of that very much. And, guys, lo and behold, look, it's already June. We're going to blink and have some real football things to be talking about soon. So I'm
there
excited.
You go.
87 days till the Washington football team plays the Los Angeles Chargers. Peter
86
Rosenberg.
86 days for JP turns 10.
Peter Rosenberg, thank you, man.
Later, guys.
All right, man.
All right, that's Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Next, we're giving away tickets, two spots in the Brian Mitchell Celebrity Golf Tournament, and heard it here first, 106.7 The Fan. To the Washington Wizards and our community, Scotty is the epitome of a winning player's coach. He overcame so much in his tenure. He's the epitome of a winning player's coach. Why'd you get rid of him? I added parenthetically. If you want to see what Ted Leonsis said, check it out at Ted Leonsis on Twitter. All right, it is time to give away our final two spots in B. Mitch's Celebrity Golf Tournament Monday, June 21st. What is the trivia question for people to call in, Brian?
Well, they would do this. We would find out people that's been listening to the show today. And you went into the kitchen today and you did something that we consider to be rather gross. And if they can tell us what you did in the kitchen with your pizza, then we will give them those two spots.
I'd like to take those calls on air if possible, Lamphill. Lamphill says no. Cody says yes. We'll see how it goes time-wise. The phone number, 800-636-1067. 800-636.
Cody got to do that.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's been a big week. Time for her to hear first.
Yeah, be the first caller to call in with that answer, and you will win the pair of spots.
Yeah.
Now, it's time for her to hear first.
Be Mitch and L.A.
Don't forget, you heard it here first, says Wes Hall.
Wes Hall.
All right. I won last night. I have now won a parlay won a regular bet, lost one. So I am 2.5-1 on the week. Bri, you lost your parlay last night.
I'm 1.5-1.
1.5-1. Landfill?
I am 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah, I won 2 parlays and I lost 1.
And where is Cody Betts?
I think Cody Betts is 3.5-0.
Yeah, Cody Betts is definitely leading.
He's doing the damn thing.
Cody Betts hit 2 parlays and a regular bet.
I think he hit
1 parlay and 2 regular
bets.
There
you go.
Not a math guy.
Yeah, we know that.
So I kind of have to parlay tonight to keep up?
To win.
All right.
Can you win?
I'm 2.5-1. So if I win.
And he loses.
Yeah. I think we'd push.
So, Cody, the way you do it is you go a parlay. If you lose that parlay, then you can't lose.
I think Cody's dealing with the 800 phone calls of people trying to win your tickets, golf tournament. Spots in the golf tournament. Yeah. I can make my pick.
Go for it.
The unders in the NBA playoffs have been treating me well. Okay. I will go under 220 points in tonight's Nets-Bucks game. I'm going to watch this game. You know why? Because it's ball night.
All right, and I am going to go with the I don't even know if Harden is playing, Kyrie's playing.
KD's playing.
I know KD's playing.
That was enough last game.
Give me the Brooklyn Nets with the +5.5.
Nets +5.5. I'm going to put a parlay in. I'm going to take Croatia, the money line, against the Czech Republic tomorrow, and I'm also going to take...
tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's usually a 9 a.m. game, so it finishes while we're on the air, right?
Yeah, I'm also going to take...
So it's Croatia versus Czech Republic?
Right.
That is...
Tony Kukoc against who?
That's probably an intense rivalry, right?
I don't think that's...
No, Czechoslovakia is further north.
Yeah, they're not that close. And then I'm also going to take the Diamondbacks and the Giants to be tied after the first inning today.
Landfill, that is a wager, pal.
Yeah.
Congratulations in advance.
Thank you.
Landfill's betting a random NL West baseball game and Croatia and the Czech Republic. Who'd you take, by the way? Croatia?
I'm taking Croatia.
This will be your second time betting against the Czech Republic.
Brooks Koepka.
That's true.
You know who I ride with? Republika Czeka, go!
I'm just betting that Scotland is like the worst team in the tournament, and that's why Czech Republic won.
I'm betting actual money on Scotland tomorrow.
You're going to lose
that. +800.
You're going to lose it.
Cody Betts, you are in the driver's seat, young man. What's your record?
3.5-0. Yes.
So if you win a parlay, you put everything out of reach.
If you lose a parlay, you win.
What if I just win one game? Where does that take me?
That also puts everything out of reach.
So I just have to win tonight.
But you could lose.
Wow. All right. Then I'm going to go Mets money line versus the Cubs. Marcus Stroman on the mound. -124.
You didn't get it, though. So if you just take the parlay, you're going to lose 0.5, and you couldn't lose to him, even if he wins. But you already put it out there. Don't worry about it.
Done deal now. If I win, we just push. All right. Do we have any winners for the B. Mitch Celebrity Golf Classic?
Yeah. It was Tom Sheehan from Sykesville, Maryland.
Congratulations to Tom Sheehan from Sykesville, Maryland.
Tee off is at 10, Tom. Registration starts around 8.
Congratulations.
But I'm sure they'll get you all that information.
Congratulations, Tom. You won a pair of tickets to the Intentional Charity Golf Tournament, formerly known as the B. Mitch and Friends Celebrity Charity Golf Tournament, on Monday, June 21st, at the prominent Westfields Golf Club in Clifton, Virginia. For more info, visit 1067thefandc.com. Congrats, Tom. I wonder if they'll put the two winners together in one foursome.
We will see.
Landfill, are you going to come out there? I'm broadcasting from there.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there with you.
Cody?
Cody's going to be here.
Okay. That'll be fun to be on the road with Landfill. Landfill, you know what? I know Jimmy Roberts, one of the organizers of this tournament. They'll take good care of us. We'll have lots of food.
I love it. I'm excited.
And they have that big old outdoor grill at Westfields. Right, B?
Huh?
Doesn't Westfields have that big old outdoor
Nando's
grill?
Nando's is going to be taking care of us.
Who is?
Nando's Perry Perry.
Ooh,
chicken.
Nando's Perry Perry. Landfill, you fired up for that?
Yes.
Coming up next, Grant and Danny breaking down the Wizards coaching search and the Nats hot streak. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to our guests today, Joe Buscaglia, Fred Katz, and Peter Rosenberg. Thank you, everyone, that called in for Bleep You Thursday. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.